Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, and let me tell you what, people. Divisional round games, they happened on Saturday. They're going to happen again today on Sunday. And the two victorious teams, the Philadelphia Eagles, who beat the Giants, the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, who got hurt in that game right away. The ankle got twisted. Dude's amazing. Let's just be honest. The Jags, what a year, what a season. We're going to talk a lot about that, believe me. We're going to talk a lot about what's happening today with the Cowboys and the 49ers and then the Buffalo Bills. And, yep, the Bengals, the winners, will be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, like I said, in the NFC. And in the AFC, you got the Kansas City Chiefs waiting for you. Unbelievable stuff. So much to talk about in the sports world. We can get into some NBA basketball. We can talk college basketball if you'd like, because as we know, that is in full throttle. Rock Chalk Jayhawks getting abused at home. 83-60. They go down to a TCU team on Saturday. So believe me, people, so much to talk about in the sports world. And let me tell you this. Get at me a couple few different ways. You can always holler at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. On the other side, I'm going to hook up with my professor of sports. His name is John Poulter. I talk to him every week just about. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting loose, getting warmed up. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be back.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf hanging out with you. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I got the real John Poulter who comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. We obviously talk hockey. We talk baseball. And you know what? Quite frankly, we talk just about anything, to be honest with you. But at the right time, if you know what I'm saying. And it's the right time to be talking hockey for sure. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. The valley of the cold right now, I got to just be honest with you. When it's in the 30s, I mean, there's nothing to brag about. Yeah, there's nothing to boast about, and it's cold. So I see the frost on the roofs across the way. I see it on my own roof. I feel it. It's cold. So all we need is snow. I'll just be honest with you. If we had snow right now, it would be beautiful. We don't have snow, so it's just cold. All right, speaking of cold, looking at what's happening on the rinks, on the ice, the Boston Bruins just continue to play fantastic, leading the way in the Eastern Conference, now by 12 points. Okay, I think last week it might have been 6 or 8 points. Now it's 12 after 4 wins for them in a row and just playing fantastic hockey. You go down a ways, obviously Toronto's right there, Tampa Bay at 59, and then Florida at 51, and then the rest of the teams, okay? You got Carolina still on top there. They're playing pretty well right now, I think. 66 points for them, 62 for New Jersey, the Devils. The Rangers at 57, Capitals at 56. Now we move over to the Western Conference, right? And you look at what's happening here. Dallas Stars, they're waking up a little bit, I think. And they're now at 63 points. Winnipeg at 61. The Wild at 54. Colorado Avalanche, who have kind of just been hovering. But you know what? They're starting to figure it out maybe because they've won 5 straight and they've bolstered themselves up a little bit in the point situation, 53 points for them. Now you move to the Pacific where my Vegas Knights, they keep leading the way, but I don't know. I feel kind of down about the Pacific right now, I'll be honest with you, John, because the two teams that are leading the way are two of the newest teams to the league when you think about it. It's the Golden Knights who are leading the way, and then you got the Kraken right behind them, and then there's the Edmonton Oilers, and then you got the LA Kings. But it's kind of interesting what's going on in hockey right now, John.
Well, it is, and if you look at that Pacific Division, the team to look out for right now is probably the Edmonton Oilers. They've won six in a row, and all of a sudden have closed to within 2 points of the Seattle Kraken. We've been talking all season about Edmonton and Calgary being the big disappointments in that division, and all of a sudden Edmonton, although they've played two more games than Seattle, one more game than Vegas, all of a sudden find themselves back in that race. And you talk about the Golden Knights hanging on to first place, and that's exactly what they're doing, because although they have a one-point lead, they have played one more game than the Seattle Kraken. So, yes, you've got to go out and win that game on the ice, but it's nice if you're Seattle to have that one game in your back pocket and know that if you go out and win that game, you can put yourself in first place. So we're starting to see some gaps opening up here, and I guess the big one is the one you've pointed out, the Boston Bruins, and quite frankly, they've been the class of that division, the class of that conference, and in some respects, the class of the league for the entire season. And all of a sudden, to your point, they've won four in a row, 8-1-1 in their last 10, and all of a sudden, a 12-point lead over the Toronto Maple Leafs and two games in hand on the Maple Leafs. So I think it's pretty safe to say that the Atlantic Division is over in terms of who is going to win that division. I don't see Boston taking their foot off the gas at all. The real interesting race there is going to be between Toronto and Tampa. Right now it's a 5-point difference, but Tampa has two games in hand, and obviously there's games to play between those two teams. Toronto up 2-0 in Montreal on Saturday night, lost 3-2 in overtime. Quite frankly, I don't know how they let that game get away from them. They were in control of it. They should have taken it. But that's been the story of the Leafs all season. They've been a very streaky team. So I think Tampa Bay is probably a team to worry about there. And we've been talking about how disappointing the Florida Panthers have been all season. And all of a sudden, you look at their record and they're starting to close what was a fairly big gap, and is still an 8-point gap behind the Tampa Bay Lightning, but all of a sudden Florida 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. So maybe they're starting to wake up a little bit as well, Andy.
All right, so we've talked about some of the good, and now you kind of talked a little bit about, you know, the less fortunate, and I got to just keep it real. I mean, I don't think it gets much worse than what I've seen with the Coyotes over, I think now it's 12 games where they've lost 11 of 12. They're definitely 1-9 in the last 10. I'm sorry, but I feel like we're forcing hockey here in Arizona. And at what point do we decide this isn't really working? And I mean, come on, John. This has been going on for years, right? And now it's 11 of 12, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe 12 of 13, whatever it is. But it's really bad. I mean, they've got 33 points. What are we doing playing hockey in Arizona is my question.
Well, you know how I felt about this for a number of years, and you know how I love Phoenix and would really like to see hockey survive there. But as I've said many times, I don't think it's a hockey town. I think it's had a couple of misfortunes, two or three maybe. They've had trouble finding a good place to play. The arena downtown, I don't know what it's called now, but it used to be called America West, where the Phoenix Suns play. That was where they started playing. Not a good facility for hockey. Built for basketball, when you were in the end seats behind the goal, you couldn't see the play behind the goal, so clearly not a good venue for hockey. We know about the problems they had out in the West End in Glendale near the Cardinals Stadium. They're now playing at that university rink down in Tempe. There's a new rink supposedly on the drawing board. I understand it's been approved. You'd know a lot more about that than I do living in the area, but I said for some time that I don't think Arizona is a place for hockey. Not only do they have a climate issue there, but most people that are hockey fans that have are in Arizona are transplanted from the Chicagos and the Detroits and the Calgarys and the Edmontons and the Vancouvers of this world, and they take those allegiances with them. You know full well from living in the Phoenix area for as many years as you have that there's a lot of Red Wing fans and a lot of Blackhawk fans there, the same way as there's a lot of Chicago Cub fans there because of the Cubs training in Arizona all of those years. So that you combine that with the mismanagement of the team, the uncertainty about the ownership, the bad decisions they've made in terms of players that they've signed, the bad contracts they've taken on simply to meet the salary cap. To me, I wouldn't use the word horror show, but it's certainly a very disappointing situation and not conducive to generating a good, strong, enthusiastic fan base.
Yeah, it's been a difficult watch for years, to be honest with you. So I'll answer two of your questions that you asked. So the first one, which gives me nothing but joy and pleasure to say, the Phoenix Suns play at what is called Footprint Center, where, if we remember correctly, my Milwaukee Bucks left their deer tracks all over that place a couple of years ago when they won the NBA championship. So thank you very much for setting me up with that one, John. And then the other one is, they're playing at a place that they call Mullet Arena. It's down on the ASU campus. It's a 5,000-seat facility, okay? Obviously, they're waiting for their new arena, their new facility, but to my knowledge, there are times that they have difficulty selling out the Mullet Arena that holds 5,000. So you people do the math, okay? Anyways, we got to take a break. I do hear that music. We'll come back. I'll continue rapping with John Poulter, my professor of sports. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482.
800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf hanging out with you. John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me right now. You can get at both of us, by the way, on Twitter. For John, it would be 12 John Poulter. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And then, obviously, the phone number is 1-800-878-7529. Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, John, so I'm curious to ask you, All-Star Weekend for NHL hockey, what does that do for you at this point in time?
About the square root of nothing, quite frankly. It used to be a good game. It used to be an interesting game to watch. I always felt that the best part of it was the pregame introductions, when you saw the ovations that the various players got, especially the hometown players from whatever rink the game was being played in. But I just think the last number of years, it's become an absolute farce. They've tried to liven it up with skills competitions, and in a lot of cases, the skill competitions, to me, A, they have no bite to them, and B, I just don't think some of them are relevant to what goes on in a hockey game. It's clearly a sideshow that's supported by a game. Hockey is not a little bit like football. Hockey is not a game, in my opinion, that lends itself to
Sorry about what was that, John? Can you say that again? I lost you there for a moment. I'm having a little difficulty with John's phone line right now.
We lost our connection there.
You're there. You're back. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, we lost our connection.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think hockey is a game that lends itself, it's much like football, it doesn't lend itself to an all-star format. Basketball does to some extent, baseball still does to some extent, but the aggressiveness and the physical contact in hockey and football don't lend themselves to a good game. It's not a game that's played like a regular season game. The fact now we've got 32 teams and every team has to be represented, you get lesser players at the game. I think it's a showpiece. It's an entertainment piece and not much else, quite frankly.
No, I'm kind of with you in general with most of the All-Star games when you think about it. The NFL does it after the season, right? I mean, which makes sense because you don't want guys getting hurt during the regular season and playing in a completely meaningless football game, right? And they basically make it touch football at that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts because I don't know if I've ever really asked you that before. Okay, let me ask you a couple things about baseball at this moment in time. Who might be headed to Cooperstown first and foremost?
I'm sorry, I lost you again.
Who might be headed to Cooperstown? I'm just curious.
Well, that's a good question. And to be honest with you, I haven't really studied it all that well, because you know, I'm starting to think that the Baseball Hall of Fame is, I wouldn't say lowering its standards tremendously, but I've seen a few guys inducted in the last few years that, in my opinion, for what it's worth, and obviously I don't have a vote, so I'm speaking as a fan here as opposed to anything to do with the media. I'm a little disappointed in some of the elections that we've seen in recent years. Most of the guys that have been elected, in my mind, I'm going to use the word legitimately, but justifiably it might be a better word, they've been the unanimous picks. We've expected that. I really haven't studied this year's ballot that carefully, to be honest with you. It's one of those things that's kind of crept up on me, and I guess I should do some homework on it because we're not that far away from finding out who has been elected. But I've just found in the last few years that I've seen some players go in that, in my opinion, were probably not what I classified as Hall of Famers. I mean, I go back to thinking of Hall of Famers as being, you know, guys like George Brett, Robin Yount, Willie Stargell, Roberto Clemente, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, and, you know, maybe I'm just getting old, but I just don't see some of today's players being quite in that class.
I'm with you. So here's the point that I was trying to make. So this is something that started, if I'm correct, I think it's a long, long time ago. I think it's like something like 1936, okay? That may have been the first time that they ever did this,
that's
right?
Correct.
And here's my point in general. We're almost, 100 years past that, right? We're at 2023 now. And if you really think about some of the things that kind of stick in people's mind about people and why they vote them in or why they don't vote them in, right? I mean, I'm sorry, but like the whole Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, like these guys are they're icons, right? And they're part of baseball's history,
yep.
whether for some of the good and some of the bad, right? But how do we say that they're not Hall of Famers? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, so I agree with you. I think that the way that these guys go about their voting, it's absolutely absurd and it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it is, and maybe it says something about the sport when the leading home run hitter in history is not in the Hall of Fame for whatever reason. One of the great pitchers of his time is not in the Hall of Fame for whatever reason. The leading hits guy has not been elected to the Hall of Fame because he's been banned from baseball for off-the-field indiscretions. Then you have guys like Curt Schilling who have spoken out against the Hall of Fame, and I wouldn't say have trashed it, but have certainly lowered the opinion of the Hall of Fame for a lot of people. And then you get this issue of, are the writers that elect these people, are they not electing them because they didn't think they were good players, or are they not electing them because of their off-field activities? That's a question only those men and women can answer. But quite frankly, it has turned it into a very disappointing event. I used to think it was an exciting event, and maybe a little bit like the All-Star Game. It's something that has fallen in my estimation.
I agree. Okay, so let's go to this one, which I know you're up to speed with. Off-season moves, who do you like the best? Like, what's the best move that you think in your mind, and maybe the worst move in your mind, and maybe ultimately, who's the biggest winner? And that could be an individual. Is it Aaron Judge? Is he the biggest winner? Like, or is it a team? Is it the Yankees? Because they got this guy back, and potentially he can help them win a championship sooner or later.
Well, I think the fact that Judge went back to the Yankees fills a huge hole for them, quite obviously. I mean, how do you replace 62 home runs if you don't re-sign him? Certainly from a personal windfall, Judge would have to be the winner. The most surprising one to me at the time was Jacob deGrom going to the Texas Rangers. I just didn't see that as a fit. Here's a guy that left a pretty good team and had indicated he was going to leave, and had sort of left the impression that he wanted to be closer to his roots, which I believe are Florida. So you had to kind of think the Atlanta Braves were a candidate there. And all of a sudden he signs with the Texas Rangers that weren't exactly setting the American League on fire last year. Texas has subsequently signed some other players, which have kind of led you to believe that they might have a long-term plan here. But I still don't see Jacob deGrom as being the guy to turn around the Texas Rangers. I think they need a heck of a lot more than that. I think the Twins finally getting Carlos Correa back after that soap opera has helped them tremendously, because I think they had probably figured that they were saying goodbye to him, and all of a sudden he's back. He's back on a shorter contract than he signed with the Mets, an even shorter contract than he signed with the San Francisco Giants, but a better contract than the one that he walked away from last year. So you have to assume that he's happy. The Twins are happy to get a good player back. He may be the key in terms of that division, because quite frankly, he could be the difference in that division, because I don't see any team being a runaway in the American League Central. The Cleveland Guardians were a big surprise last year. I think they outperformed everybody's expectations. I thought the Twins had a subpar year, certainly a year less than what we had expected based on what we had seen in 2021. So maybe Correa is the difference maker there. I think the Dodgers might have surprised me a little bit in the fact that they didn't go out and spend a whole chunk of money, which has been their habit in recent years. Maybe they're starting to look at things a little bit differently. I guess those would be the surprises to me.
John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We're talking, obviously, off-season, quite frankly. But at the end of the day, none of these things take a break anymore, people. So, look, you got to be informed at all times. Again,
you've
if you want to get at
talk about the business season and the playing season in baseball, Andy, and I think that's very indicative of what we're seeing in this decade.
No, I agree. Any rule changes that are going to be coming for the upcoming season? Because we know that that's been something that they've tinkered with lately.
Well, there's this big issue of the shift, and quite frankly, I think it's great because we've seen that shift employed so much the last 2 or 3 years. I think that's going to make a huge difference. It's, to me, the big issue is going to be how long will it take for bench coaches and managers to figure out a way to beat that. I mean, you know that when they make a rule today, there was a guy trying to figure out how to work around it yesterday. This will not be any different. I'm looking forward to it from the standpoint that it will force teams to make further adjustments. I think the big issue is going to be, will we see improved hitting from left-handed hitters when you can't overload the right side of the infield? I think that's going to be a big issue. I think the big rule change, is if it goes as planned, will be in 2024 when we expect to see the automated umpires for balls and strikes. And I understand that's going to be mandatory in all AAA parks this year.
That'll be wild.
If you know it's in the AAA league this year, you know it's looking. They're looking at it as a test for the major leagues. That's probably coming next year. To your point, yeah, I think that's going to be wild.
Hey, good stuff, John, as always. He's got to run. Appreciate you.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Andy. Take care.
John Poulter, my professor of sports. It's Andy Dorf and the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be back after the pause for the cause. People, keep it close.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, only $19.99. Plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. You can get at me a couple few different ways, people. Holler. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, obviously tons to talk about in the NFL with the divisional round happening and with what took place on Saturday. You had the Eagles basically just absolutely destroying the New York football Giants. And then you had the other game, Kansas City Chiefs playing the Jags, who, quite frankly, let's give the Jags a lot of credit, people. You know, look at the season for them. They completely turned things around in the second half of the season. And Trevor Lawrence grew right before our very own eyes. So I think there's a lot to be extremely excited about in Jacksonville. But I'll tell you what, Patrick Mahomes and the way that he went out there after taking an ankle injury, and give Chad frickin' I Am Ready Henny some serious credit, people. That dude was put in a position to go into that game on the 2-yard line. And what does that guy do? He takes them 98 yards down the field and scores a touchdown. And Chad Henne right now will go down in the record books for the Kansas City Chiefs, people. The longest drive in Kansas City Chief history in the postseason belongs to Chad Henne. I mean, come on now. I'm not making this up. So that was absolutely unbelievable what we saw in that game. And believe me, I want to talk tons about the NFL. And I'm just trying to tease you a little bit, because we do know what's happening later today. Maybe one of the best rivalries in football as far as postseason goes when you think about it. And you think about the rich history of both of those teams. One of them, a long, long time ago. One of them, still relevant more so today. And obviously I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys, who were the team that was relevant many, many years ago, almost 30 now. And then you got the 49ers, who just continue to play. And they continue to get to places that are absolutely incredible. And then the latest news, I got to just throw this out there because I think it's interesting. And believe me, we'll get into this in an hour or two. But word is that Jimmy G could be ready for the Super Bowl potentially. How in the hell do you take the keys out of Brock Purdy's hands, people? Especially if they get to Phoenix, Arizona, which is his home freaking town, where the dude played his high school football. I watched the kid play. So, yeah, man, there's some craziness. Some craziness when you think about that. Because if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I ain't taking the keys away from Brock Purdy at that moment in time. Oh, hell frickin' no. So, yeah, that's going to be fun to see the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers going at that. And then, come on now, Buffalo and Cincinnati to see who's going to play Kansas City. Joey Big Game Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, who really feel like they're being disrespected and no one's talking about them enough. And you know what? I'm kind of on that train with them, people. Like, do we remember who was at the Super Bowl last year? It was Joey Big Game Burrow. It was Jamar Chase. So, yeah, I can kind of understand where they're feeling that lack of respect. And then, you know, obviously Buffalo. Come on now. Everybody's pulling for Buffalo. If you're not pulling for Buffalo, I think there's something wrong with you. I really do. I mean, all kinds of injuries all season long. They go out and get a guy like Von Miller because that guy was obviously important for the Rams and the Denver Broncos this guy's winning championships. And then obviously DeMar Hamlin and that whole situation. I can't wait for the games later today. I'm telling you the truth. I just can't wait. So believe me, hour two, we'll get more into that. We'll get a lot more into that. Kind of want to finish up this hour just telling you what I'm feeling about the NBA right now. And this is an interesting point, and I don't know if it means anything or not, but I do my homework, I do my research, and through 45 games, now it's more than 45, but at the point when it was 45 games, Milwaukee was 29-16. The significance of this is that that's the same record they had when they won the championship. And if you think about it this year, they've done it without Chris Middleton, who's only played 7 games, which to me is concerning, obviously. If you've heard me preach week in and week out, I'm concerned about that. I don't feel so great about Chris and his knee. I'm hopeful, but I'm also realistic. 46 games they've played now. He's played 7. You know, there aren't that many games left. 82 games in an NBA season, people. So you do the math. We're past halfway. And so I think after the All-Star break, that dude has to see the floor, and he has to see it a lot. And if he isn't seeing the floor, you better start being concerned just the same way I'm concerned. And then you'll be saying, oh, good old Dorfman. He was actually right about this. And all I've been doing for the past 4 months is giving the dude a hard time about it. Like, it's not like I want to be right about this. But the eyes tell me, man, 7 games, 46 total games so far. You're living in a dream world if you don't have a serious concern or serious questions about what this guy may or may not be able to do the rest of the way, at least this season. And then beyond that, like, he's due for a new contract. So there's some problems is what I'm trying to say. And I don't think that the 29-16 at that point in time, I don't think it means much this season. Like, Boston is just ripping up the league, man. 9 straight again. 35-12. Philly now above the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, they are quietly moving up the ranks. 30-16 for the Philadelphia 76ers. Brooklyn's taking a slide because no KD on the floor. Holy cow, does that make a difference or what? Are you kidding me? I don't know if they can win without KD on the floor. I'm just kidding. I know they've won a game. But my point is, they ain't going to win at the same clip. Cleveland kind of coming down to earth, and Donovan Mitchell on and off the floor for them a lot. I really believe in about maybe 4 teams is my point. And here's someone I am kind of starting to gain some stock in. Miami Heat, they're starting to play better basketball. And we know the run that they had in the bubble. Remember the bubble? Some didn't think that was a real championship. Some thought it was a harder championship to win. I think it's somewhere in the middle. All right, so getting back to things here. I believe in the Boston Celtics. I'm starting to believe in Philadelphia because they're playing better. I believe that the Bucks are a tough out. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're missing something, and I know they're trying to do something here at the deadline. Brooklyn with KD, their roster, TJ Warren, they got scorers, man. Like, that's a pretty good basketball team. And when you got KD and Kyrie, that's probably the best 1-2 punch in the league if they're playing on all cylinders. As much as I hate to admit it. And then a sleeper kind of Miami a little bit. All right, let's go to the other side. The Denver Nuggets are very good. I love Jokic's game. If I'm like the all-star captain, I think I might take this guy first. The guy's averaging a triple-double for crying out loud. And he's a center. And he can shoot from all over the floor, and he can create it. It's not super athletic, but you know what? It's super effective, okay? Memphis Grizzlies right behind them. Sacramento Kings? Is that not maybe the biggest freaking shock of the NBA right now? The Sacramento Kings are in the three-hole, people. In the Western Conference. That has the Golden State Warriors. That has the Phoenix Suns, who are barely in the postseason now. They're in the play-in. And they're all kinds of banged up. CP and CP3 and Booker, they haven't seen the floor much. It's been a daunting task for the Phoenix Suns. It's been terrible. You got people here saying, "Oh, get rid of Ayton. He's terrible." This dude, come on, people. You're playing like at half your team. That's why, in a weird way, I feel okay about the Milwaukee Bucks. Because, like, they've done it without Middleton. They've done it without Giannis. Took 11 days off, man. Like, the Bucks are pretty good, but I still feel like they're missing something. And ultimately, that's why I feel like maybe the second half of the season, if they can get healthy, look out. Maybe look out. I don't know. But that has a lot to do with cash. All right, getting back to things here. Denver Nuggets are good. I think the Denver Nuggets could win the Western Conference. I really do. And the most surprising thing is when you look at the top six, like here are this top six in the Western Conference, people. Denver Nuggets 1, Memphis Grizzlies 2, Sacramento Kings 3, New Orleans Pelicans 4, Dallas Mavericks 5, and the Minnesota Timberwolves are 6. You're not here in Golden State. You're not here in the Clippers. You're not here in Phoenix. Like, come on, man. You're definitely not here in LA Lakers, okay? It's kind of upside down in the Western Conference, if you hear what I'm saying. And one of these teams, like a Denver Nuggets, a Memphis Grizzlies, a Sacramento Kings, or a Pelicans, could get out of the Western Conference. I got to take a break. I hear that music, so keep it close. I'm going to wrap up hour number one. Hour two is coming up. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf coming at you solo today, by the way. You can get at me a couple few different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so in a lot of ways, we've accomplished a lot in hour number one. We talked some NBA. We talked some hockey. We talked some baseball. We teased that NFL conversation because you know what? We got divisional round playoffs to be talking about. And that's why you tease what happened yesterday with the Kansas City Chiefs getting that victory, with Patrick Mahomes being a little down and out. And Chad, you can bet I am ready. Henny comes in at the 2-yard line and gets a touchdown. Like, come on, man. Dude is in the record books for the Kansas City Chiefs, people. And then Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, I know they lost. I know. But you know what? They didn't lose. They won because the future is so damn bright in Jacksonville. And then you look at what the Eagles did. They did what we thought they would do, people. I'm sorry. I had a good feeling that they were going to win that football game by a lot of points. I'm a little disappointed that the Giants couldn't come up with maybe one more touchdown. And that's all I really needed from them to help out somebody who I'm trying to help out win a football pool right now. But at the end of the day, man, Joey Big Game Burrow and Josh Allen getting ready to duel it out on a Sunday to see who's going to play the Kansas City Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl? Are you kidding me? And then you got the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers playing to see who's going to play the Philadelphia Eagles? Oh, hell yeah. We're going to have a party next hour, people. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Reaction is pouring in of the mass shooting overnight near Los Angeles that killed 10 and wounded as many. Governor Gavin Newsom said Monterey Park should have had a night of joyful celebration of the Lunar New Year. Instead, they were victims of a horrific and heartless act of gun violence. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says, as investigators determine whether these murders were motivated by Asian hate, we continue to stand united against all attempts to divide us. The FBI is now involved in the investigation as police look for the shooter. Both parties are reacting to the latest round of classified documents found at President Biden's home this past Friday. Senator Joe Manchin says the president should have a lot of regrets.
I said, whoever's responsible, I mean, if I hold people accountable, and I use whether it be my chief of staff or my, you know, my staff, that we're doing this, and I'm looking at, then I'm going to hold someone accountable, but basically the buck stops with me.
The West Virginia Democrat called the president's actions irresponsible on Meet the Press. Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio tells Face the Nation that he wants to know why the president had the classified documents and who he may have shown them to.
This is going to be crucial, I think, to the special counsel's investigation, is why did the president have these documents? Who did he show them to him? And is it connected to the Biden family businesses?
The president's attorney says six more items, including documents marked as classified, were uncovered following a search by the Department of Justice. A former president is weighing in on the debt ceiling.
Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. In a video message, Trump said under no circumstances should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. Instead, he said cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he's calling climate extremism. House Republicans have said they will not raise the debt ceiling unless deep cuts are made to federal spending. I'm John Schaefer.
The late Lisa Marie Presley was laid to rest this morning at Graceland, fans viewing her gravesite after the service. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
50 years ago today, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision in the landmark Roe v. Wade case, ruling that the Constitution allows women the right to an abortion. It was last June that the High Court overturned that very same ruling, sending the issue back to the states to decide on their own. On this anniversary, President Biden is calling on Congress to codify protections for abortion in federal law. The Kansas City Chiefs move on to their fifth straight AFC championship game, beating Jacksonville 27-20. Meanwhile, the top seed in the NFC playoffs defended home field in their postseason debut, the Eagles blowing out the Giants 38-7. Today's action kicking off at 3 p.m. Eastern in a rematch between the Bengals and the Bills in Buffalo. And tonight at 6:30 Eastern, the Cowboys are at the 49ers. As Monday night's Powerball jackpot reaches over $500 million, a Texas woman is pleading guilty to a felony charge and facing up to 4 years in prison for stealing her cousin's $1 million New York State lottery ticket.
Iris Amador Argueta pled guilty on Friday to one count of second-degree larceny after allegedly stealing a $1 million winning scratch-off ticket. Her cousin asked her to cash in the winning lottery ticket in exchange for $50,000 because he wanted to remain anonymous. She told him the ticket was only worth $20,000 and took the $500,000 for herself. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe evening. Good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at me. Holler at me. Do a lot at me today at 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. I just put some posts out there, so we should get some reaction potentially here at 1-800-878-7529 and or my Twitter handle. Obviously, I know people blow that up left and right. It's at Dorf on Sports. Again, Facebook at Dorf on Sports. IG would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, people. Holy cow. Are you kidding me? We got division round playoff games to be talking about once again. The action on Saturday came and went. Philadelphia absolutely manhandles the New York football Giants, who went to Minnesota, did their thing. They got it done. They probably felt pretty damn good about themselves until they were going to have to go to see my guys, those Philadelphia Eagles, who I always say, fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Because if you know anything about the Dorf, man, that's where I got my start. I love Philadelphia. I got love. I got mad, mad love for the city of Philly because they took me in, man, when nobody else could. I got to break. I hear that music getting loud and proud. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody. I'll be right back. Let's talk sports.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Tons to talk about in the sports world. If you didn't know, we got NFL playoffs going on, man. Divisional round. Later on today, Buffalo Bills, Cincinnati Bengals. Then, obviously, the big one in a lot of people's mind. But I think that's a huge one, personally. San Francisco 49ers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Maybe one of the better playoff rivalries there is in football. Let's just be honest about it. And quite frankly, like I've told you people before, Dorfman loves the city of Philadelphia. Because, like I told you many, many times, and if you don't listen enough, they took me in when nobody else would take me in. They gave the Dorfman a shot. They gave me a chance to throw my voice and my opinions and my thoughts out there on the airwaves when nobody else would back in the 1990s, okay? So when you think about that and you think about why I have love and respect for the Philadelphia Eagles and I absolutely appreciate people coming at me in any way, shape, and form. But I'll tell you what, there's something special about Philadelphia to the Dorfman. And it isn't about the football team. It's about the city of brotherly love that took me in when nobody else would give this guy a shot on the radio. And here I am now on Sirius XM Radio. I'm on Sports Byline. I'm on many other outlets. Thank you very much, Philadelphia. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. All right. I know I got someone on the line. MISM. That's Mitch in Santa Monica, people. Regular caller. This guy has a direct line into the show at 1-800-878-7529. MISM, good morning, my friend. How you doing today, brother?
Good morning, Andy. All I have to say is fly, Eagles fly on the road to recovery. The best thing that happened yesterday. The best thing happened with the Eagles is that they covered. The city of brotherly love. I just love Eagle fans. Now, as you know, I've always said God created Eagle fan for one reason, and one reason only. I've never said that Eagle fan wasn't smart. But I did say that God created Eagle fans just to make Raider fan look intelligent, you see. I mean, you think about this. Eagle fan yesterday was supposed to be able to, you know, the game started at 8:15 their time. And tailgating and parking lots weren't open until 4. However, this smart Eagle fan, now, since there was a lacrosse game in the same parking lot in the other arena, which I don't know what it's called, but it used to be the Spectrum, they bought lacrosse tickets and started drinking at 8 a.m. for 12 hours. I mean, Eagle fan, man, you impressed me. I can't tell you what. That is one of the best moves I have ever heard of, and I would not say that there's no one else besides Eagle fan that can figure that stuff out. That being said, if any of you are new to the show, any of you are longtime listeners to the show, any of you just kind of, you know, dropping by casual, I mean, you may have heard at the top, at the end of last hour, Andy mentioned something about helping someone out with a pool. So if you don't mind, Andy, I'm going to take a couple minutes here to tell a quick little story. So for the past 20-plus years, I'm in a weekly pick'em poll where we pick all the games straight up, not against the spread, got to take mandatory 2 dogs, and, you know, there's a buy-in for the year, and there's a payout every week. And every year I usually can get my money back, but I've never been not – I've had something. This year was a down year. Usually
You're being shut out, basically, is what you're saying this year. You got shut out.
No. I didn't actually. I tied for third place one weekend, which netted me like $6. But so I didn't get it. I got getting a donut. Never posted a donut. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to see how smart sports, Andy, your fun sports really is. So truth be told, folks, I'm letting Andy do my playoff picks. And what have we done? Well, right now we're sitting in fourth. So in the playoff, against the spread.
Hey, do me a favor. MISM, do me a favor. Just talk directly in your phone, because I feel like sometimes you're coming in and out on me. So just talk directly into your phone.
How about that?
That's a lot better. So whatever the hell you were doing before, get rid of that idea. Stick with this idea that you got right now, because now you're locked in. Go ahead, bro.
All right. So what I'm saying, I'm letting Andy do my picks, because obviously I didn't do very well this year. And where are we? We're sitting at 5-3 in fourth place with Dorf on Sports. If Andy wouldn't have picked a bad pick with the Tampa Bay pick against the Cowboys, we would be locked in first. That being
right.
said,
I will not reveal the rest of today's picks
till the end of the show. But all I'm saying is, Andy Dorf on Sports, this man knows what he's talking about. Even though we get into it now and then, he knows what he's talking about.
All right, I appreciate the props. And here, I want to give a little backstory too, because here's the deal. If you listen to the conversation, or if MISM would share with you the text that we had about the Tampa Bay Dallas game, if you really listen to what I was saying, I was telling you that I liked Dallas, but I cannot pick Fat Mike and Dak. Like, I'm sorry, there's just something wrong with that concept in my head. But based on the year, brother, 12-5, 8-9 for Tampa. Tampa Tom wasn't Tampa Tom. The Bucks struggled all year. Like that. In all honesty, that I was going for a little bit of an upset pick, and people will say, "Well, it really wasn't an upset pick." It was, because if you think about it, the home team usually gets 3 points, right? So the Dallas Cowboys were only favored by 2.5 or something. But in actuality, I said to you, it's more like they're favored by 5.5. So ultimately, I said to you, I see this game going two ways, okay? And I was right. I hit it right, but I hit it wrong in the same sense. I said I see Dallas winning the game and kind of going away with it, which is actually what happened, right? And then I said, well, on the other side, I see Tampa winning – but it's in a really close game where Tampa Tom has to pull a rabbit out of his hat once again. That just wasn't the case, my friend. And my gut instinct was to take Dallas, but I can't pick Fat Mike and Dak. There's something wrong about that. So I guess I'm already spilling my hand about what I think is going to happen against San Francisco, because there's no way in hell I'm going to pick Fat Mike and Dak going up against San Fran in San Fran. I'm sorry. So I'll already let people know that pick. Sorry, folks, not taking Dak and Fat Mike. And hopefully I inspired Cowboy Fan to call us at 1-800-878-7529 and tell me why in the hell you think I'm wrong about that. Because quite frankly, I don't think I'm going to be wrong. Go ahead, MISM.
Well, I think what you're – and I was thinking the same thing, is that the Cowboys are like kind of like the Minnesota Vikings. You know, the Vikings get absolutely trounced by the Packers – and then they get in the playoffs and you figure, all right, well, they're going to be able to get a playoff win. And, of course, the Vikings, you know, never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And then the Cowboys get spanked by the Commanders, who aren't even in the playoffs, which a game which was a meaningful game for the Cowboys for seeding purposes. And you're like, you know, what's going to happen here? No, they got to go to Tampa. And there's no way that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are going to walk off the field in the same year embarrassed. It's just
right.
We just can't see that happening.
Yes, right.
But it did. It happened. But that being said, folks, listen, people, as Andy would say, listen, people. Even with that pick, we're in fourth place and we're sitting pretty. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with the results, because I'm riding the Dorf on Sports bandwagon with this pool all the way to the top, and we'll see what happens. And we will report back on that February 5th. To let you know what happened and how Andy did in the pool.
Well, but you'll have to report next week, because it goes each round, right? So we'll have the championship games to break down next week, and you know,
absolutely,
you can share the past four, which I think I'm going to go 4-0 this week for you. Okay, as far as who I pick on the winners, and again, I don't know if you explain this well enough to people, because with this, you are picking the spread. So, like, we took Kansas. We did not take Kansas City yesterday. Even though Kansas City won the game, we took the Jags, and the Jags were getting 8.5 points. So, you know what? MISM walks away a pretty smart guy in that one when, by the way, he's shooting me messages throughout the game. I should have changed my picks when you didn't pick up my calls and take my text this morning. Dude, stick with your guns. That's all I'm trying to say, man. Because at the end of the day, if I don't pick up, I'm too damn busy and I'll get back to you, brother. But it doesn't mean I'm questioning my judgment, okay? It never means I'm questioning my judgment, MISM.
Of course not. I'm telling you, we're riding it. We will see today. Hey. There's some very interesting picks that's coming up today.
Do me a favor. Hang tight. I want to bring you through the break. I want to talk to you about the games. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy. He's MISM. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19.
We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
People, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me. M-I-S-M, people. Like, that's the way the Dorf man rolls, okay? You call me at 1-800-878-7529. If I think you bring something to the table, and I think if you bring something to the show, I'm going to keep you on with me, and we're going to rap about the sports world. Because you know what? That's what makes Dorf on Sports a little bit different than most people. Because, like, most of these other sports personalities think, like, all they have to say is what's important. I know what I have to say is important. However, I know what you have to say is important as well. So call me, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. Like I said, I get tons of Twitter reaction at Dorf on Sports. I get some pretty good reactions on Facebook at Dorf on Sports, and IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Andy Dorf hanging out with MISM, who comes to me, in case you don't understand the initials, that's Mitch in Santa Monica, and dude likes to talk to me, so I like talking to him. We haven't talked about this yet. I want to talk a little bit about what took place on Saturday before you and I get into what's going to happen later on today with the Bengals and the Bills and obviously the Niners and the Cowboys. But when you look back at what happened on Saturday, I'm not shocked and I'm not surprised that Philadelphia handled their business the way that they did. And I think that more so what I saw from the contest against the Giants yesterday, MISM, is this. Jalen Hurts really deserves to be the MVP of the National Football League. He adds a dimension to that team that they didn't have without him on the field. And even though the guy isn't 100%, he's a playmaker, man. And the guy can hurt you with his legs. He can hurt you with his arm. And the other thing I've seen out of Jalen Hurts that has really improved is he's cut down on the mistakes, man. So am I, again, you know, I love the city of Philadelphia because they brought me in and they took me in 20 some odd years ago when nobody else would give me a shot. But am I a little bit onto something? Like, could we make a case that Jalen Hurts should be the MVP?
I think you absolutely could. I think the Eagles came out and they just stomped in the first quarter on the Giants, and they just never recovered. I mean, it was just, 28 at the half then. Jalen was, 16 for 24 for 154 and two touchdowns. That was a whole team game. Jalen Hurts, Listen, what's behind every MVP quarterback? You know, a wonderful, an incredible offensive line and great receiving core and great runners. You know, that make, you know, you just can't do it yourself. I mean, look at Brady, look at Rodgers, right? But absolutely, you can make a case for Jalen Hurts. He's really elevated that team. I was never really a big believer in the Eagles because of who they were playing and when they were mounting up all these wins. But after what I saw yesterday, there may not be anything stopping these guys. I mean, the Eagles-Niners championship game, which I think is going to happen, is going to be some incredible contest where you're going to have Jalen Hurts against Mr. Irrelevant, which is something we'll talk about in a little bit. But he's done wonders for this team. I'm looking forward to see what happens the next week and who they play and what's going to happen. Because right now, they look like they are on a path to a very successful season.
So it's interesting because, like, that offense is so high-powered and potent, right? Like, he's got quality wide receivers, Smith and Brown. He's got really good running backs, Sanders, Gainwell, who had a tremendous game, 12 carries, 112 yards and the touchdown for him. Scott, another guy that can just crush you at the point. They're just very dominant, but they also can, like, take the air out of the ball. Like, they have a lot of good dimensions is what I'm trying to say. They can score quickly or they can score very, very slowly. It's really, really kind of interesting to watch how the Philadelphia Eagles control the offensive side of the ball. And then, like you said, defensively, like, dude, they got after Danny Jones and they really just tried not to give him any opportunity to have much success at all. They came out with a great game plan, man. Like, in a lot of cases, I think the week off hurts teams a little bit. I'm going to tell you what, I think it really helped the Philadelphia Eagles because it gave Jalen Hurts one more week. It gave them a little bit more time for him to take a couple more hits. They were trying to get him to run out of bounds, to avoid contact when necessary, but they also were doing stuff where he would kind of land on his left shoulder, not his right shoulder. So they are being cautious, and they did mention right away that this guy isn't 100%. Hopefully he can get there before the Super Bowl if they can get that far, and I don't want to get caught speeding. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about that game. I want to talk a little bit about the Chiefs and the Jags because at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes was special, dude. Let's call it the way we saw it. Guy gets hurt. He's super pissed off about being taken out of the game. Chad, I am ready to go, Henny, comes in there and at the 2-yard line, bro. And by the way, MISM led me through this drive because the Dorfman is in his car. I could have listened to it on the radio, but I'd rather listen to MISM give me the play call than some joker on the radio, okay? So I'm listening to MISM, and he's breaking this thing down for me. He's calling it and all this and that and the other. And Chad Henney's in at the time. And boom, this guy somehow, some way, is going to go down right now in the record books for the Kansas City Chiefs as the guy who has the longest drive in NFL postseason history for them. You can't make this stuff up. And Patrick Mahomes is over there on the sideline. He's pissed off. He's throwing things down. And then, boom, before you know it, halftime comes. Everybody's happy about that result. And then Patrick Mahomes, he comes back in the game like Superman. He puts that S on his chest, and he gets out there, and he goes, and he does his thing. I mean, come on now, people. You can't make this up. And then I want to talk a little bit about the other side, and then I'll let you go, MISM. You look at what Trevor Lawrence has done in the second half of the season and the growth that this kid had. Jacksonville, let me tell you something, people. You got a lot to be looking forward to next season and beyond because they're just going to keep getting better and better. And Doug Peterson, holy hell, that man can coach. All right, brother, your turn.
I mean, you got to hand it to Andy Reid. When he's got a hot hand and Chad Henning is driving him down the field and Mahomes comes back out in the second quarter and doesn't put him in, I mean, that takes a lot of Nads to be able to pull off that. And then to go in the locker room and then bring him out. And Mahomes is still limping. I mean, he's kind of Willis Reading it. If not Willis Reading it at the end of his career, he's in the prime of his career, but he's thrown off one foot. He's trying to, you know, not have the defenders come in and knock on his ankle. I mean, he's doing all these crazy things, and yet he scrambles for a first down, too. I mean, he's unbelievable to watch. It was just,
It was really incredible. That being said, talk about missed opportunities. I mean, my goodness, the Jags could have easily won that game or at least gotten it into overtime. You know, they get it down there Lawrence throws a bad interception there. There were so many times. The second series when they took the punt and he ran the kickoff after Kansas City hit their field goal in the first quarter, second quarter, runs it 60 yards down the 40, and they couldn't get any points out of it because of a bad tripping call. I mean, so they had so many opportunities, and I think that has to do with the maturity process that's going to happen from yesterday's game to next season and what that team's what's going to happen for the future of that team. You said, I mean, Trevor Lawrence, you know, he's playing with his college buddy Etienne, and you know, you got Christian Kirk as well, and everyone's receiving and catching passes. There's a lot of weapons on that team, and my goodness, as you said, I think the future looks really bright. You know, these quarterbacks come out of college, and we expect them to start in many cases and not sit behind a starter. Trevor yep. Lawrence was thrown in that position, and here it is. Boom. Now we're seeing what happens.
Yeah, not only that. Go ahead.
What I'm saying, you know, you look back at like a Troy Aikman, right? First 2 years were losing seasons, and then what happened? Bam, Super Bowl. So,
right.
Are we
and
that
here's my point.
Again?
Here's my point to what you're saying, and then I hear the music. We got to take a break. So listen to this. Trevor Lawrence got terrible coaching from Urban Meyer, and now you give him Doug Peterson, and they've turned things around, baby. So at the end of the day, yes, future is extremely bright in Jacksonville. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll break down what we think is going to happen later on today. Bengals, Bills, obviously 49ers, and the Dallas Cowboys. Keep it close. MISM hanging out with the Dorf Man right here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Keep it close.
Science proves quality sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to help keep you both effortlessly comfortable. And it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. So you're at your best for yourself and those you care about most. Life-changing sleep, only from Sleep Number. And now save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen only $19.99, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
By the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits if you want to hop on with MISM. That's Mitch in Santa Monica. Obviously, you know me. I'm the Dorf man, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, like I said, 1-800-878-7529. Get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Get at me on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Get at me on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, MISM. We're going to talk about what's going to happen later on today. And we might as well start with the Bengals and the Bills, which we get to see a rematch of, obviously, the other night of a couple few weeks back now where DeMar Hamlin took a terrible shot. And the rest we all know, and thank God he's coming around, and hopefully he'll be back to himself at some point in time. And in a lot of ways, I got to tell you, man, I'm pulling for the Buffalo Bills to get to the Super Bowl, to get that monkey off their back. Like, dude, they've been there so many times. They've been close so many times, and they haven't been able to get it done. And now they got this kid, Josh Allen, who is just absolutely special. But on the other side of the field, you got Joey Big Game Burrow, as I like to call him. And we know what this kid's done. He won in college. He won in high school. And for crying out loud, he's won pretty damn good in the NFL and got to the Super Bowl already once and wants to get back there again. So I got to tell you, man, we've got ourselves a whale of a football game here. And I got news for you. The Buffalo Bills are favored now by 6 points. I think in your pool it was 5.5. Am I right on that? Yes or no?
Yeah, actually, that was what I was going to say, is that it is 5.5. It's moved to 6. So people are thinking that the Bills, the bettors were jumping on the Bills bandwagon, that's for sure.
Okay, so with that being said, I think people are crazy. Like, I'm sorry, I see this being a field goal game, one way or the other. Like, if you didn't watch the first time or any times, these two teams are they're going to be well prepared. Okay, so ultimately, I think we've got ourselves an amazing football game, and it could come down to who has the ball last, who comes up with a special teams play, maybe. Like, you can't give the Bills – you definitely can't let them run back a kick return. You can't let them run back a punt return. Like, those are things that just can't happen like we've seen happen for the Bills. So how do the Bengals win this football game in your estimation, MISM?
Well, I think the Bengals win this game, as you say, with big time Burrow. I mean, playing a lights out game and really not making mistakes, not turning the ball over, and letting their defense trying to contain Josh Allen and the high potent Buffalo Bills offense as best as possible. I mean,
I think it's
going to come down to mistakes.
Let me ask, great word, because I was just going to say to you, I agree. You have to figure out how to contain Josh Allen. But as we've seen, Josh Allen can be very careless at times, and he makes lots of mistakes, and he makes mistakes in the red zone, okay? Joey Big Game Burrow, he doesn't really do that. I think if you put Josh Allen in some really tough zone coverages, I think that makes things really difficult on him. He has great wide receivers. Let's be honest. Gabe Davis, obviously Stephon Diggs, and Beasley's come on a little bit for him too. And there's nothing like having that veteran leadership. But I think you hit the nail on the head, my friend. It's that word, mistakes. who winds up having more mistakes? Do you think Joey Big Game Burrow has more mistakes than Josh Allen? Or do you think Josh Allen has more mistakes than Joey Big Game?
Well, if you remember, my preseason Super Bowl picks were the Bills against the Packers. Obviously, half of that was I was off. And the Bills looked extremely tough starting the season. And then they had some very challenging games. I mean, losing against the Jets and going to the overtime with the Vikings and whatnot. And they were like, you know, squeaking out a victory over the Lions, which was a tough team. I think you're right. I think Josh Allen is the wild card here. Can Josh contain himself and not get himself into some trouble situations and turn the ball over? It's all going to be about mistake.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the Bengals are the AFC team that last represented them in the Super Bowl. They're 6-3 on the road. The Bills are 7-1 at home. Like, I'm telling you, man, this game is a lot. I don't know how it's a 6-point spread. I just think that this is one that you look at and you have to say to yourselves that this, unless something goes really, really wrong, okay? To me, whoever has the ball last is going to win this football game. All right, so let me ask you this, and then I want to move on to the other game because I want to give it equal time. We're going to try to give each of these games about seven and a half minutes. What is your take on this game? Like, do the Bills wind up winning? And give me a score.
Well, here's what's interesting is that, you know, they're a 6-point favorite, but yet you get usually 3 points for being a home team. So does that actually make them a 9-point favorite? You know, is this game going to be lopsided?
To your point, they're favored by three, and then like you're saying, the home team gets the 3 points. I think the number should be 4.5. Okay, if you want my opinion, I think the number should be 4.5. But with that being said, it doesn't matter. Okay, because they don't care about spreads. You and I do for your pool's sake. Right. But at the end of the day, what's the score of this game in your opinion?
The score of this game is probably, I mean, like 30-27.
Right. We're on the same page. It's like 27-24, yeah. 30-27, right. 31-27. Yes, we're on the same page. Okay.
I think it's a high-scoring game. But what's interesting, by the way, is in terms of the over-unders, last weekend everyone was under, and this weekend – or was over, and this weekend everyone's under. So if they're going to go by that trend, it's going to be a 9-6 halftime. So who knows what's going to happen? You know,
look, you're right. You're 1,000% right, dude. This game either explodes or this game it's like a field goal game. I totally agree. All right. So I think we both are taking the Bills, but we both like Cincinnati to cover. Correct?
I'm taking the Bills because it's a heartwarming story, and I think we have Cincinnati.
In the pool, we have Cincinnati to cover the points, correct?
We have Cincinnati with 5.5, yeah.
All right, okay. Moving on now. Boys, all right. Points, we don't worry about the points. Makes no difference. Okay. Boys playing the 49ers. All right. I'm sorry, but there's never been a bigger and better opportunity for Dak and Fat Mike. Okay, let's be straight here. They're going up against Brock Purdy, who's not the number one, not the number two, but the number three guy. And before this, he was Mr. Irrelevant. Well, quite frankly, we know now he's extremely relevant. And we know that he's been absolutely Brock pretty dang Purdy all the way through this thing. Okay, so with that being said, again, keys to the game. I think the Cowboys need to apply pressure and make Brock Purdy be the guy. But with that being said, Brock Purdy has so many damn weapons to play with. Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Kittle, Ayuk. They've got numerous guys that can go out there and destroy you, okay? So with that being said, he's got to be a really good point guard. But on the other side, this is such an opportunity for Dak and Fat Mike. Will they blow this opportunity? And will we be talking about how Brock Purdy, the third-string quarterback, got the San Francisco 49ers to the NFC Championship, and then potentially the story for that kid, bro. I watched him play in high school. He's a local kid from Arizona. I got to tell you, I want to see this kid play in the Super Bowl in his hometown, okay? So I've already gave my hand up in this game. I like the 49ers. We'll get to the points in a moment, but I think this is an excellent opportunity for Fat Mike and Dak. What say you?
There's no question it's an excellent opportunity, but there's no way I'm trusting McCarthy and Dak Prescott or the Cowboys in this game at all. They have been so sporadic to end the season. I mean, you know, great. You beat the Eagles and they beat the Titans, and before that they lost to the Jags, and they come off that terrible Commanders loss. They just looked like they shouldn't even be in the playoffs. And they come back and spank the Buccaneers. I don't trust that team because we knew what the Buccaneers were, which was really nothing. So I think, honestly, I think the Cowboys go in there, Dak throws two picks, and they get spanked. I think it's going to be very similar to what we saw in the Eagles-Giants game last night. But I think Dak is going to be reckless. And he's going to turn the ball over a couple times, and that's going to be it. And it's going to be bam, 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 and Brock Purdy and the story of being Mr. Irrelevant to Super Bowl starting quarterback actually is going to be the other feel-good story from the other side of the league. I mean, can you imagine that? Brock Purdy and the Niners against the Daryl Hamlin Bills-inspired team. I mean, what better storyline would you want for sport?
Yeah, DeMar Hamlin, that would be an incredible story. I agree. But let me just mention this because I did catch something about this earlier with my eyes. Potentially Jimmy G could be ready for the Super Bowl. I just got one thing to say about that. Kyle Shanahan, don't try to outthink the room here, bro. Brock Purdy has earned the right to be the starting quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers this year, obviously this year, and I got news for you. Moving forward, Trey frickin' who? You got Brock Purdy now, people. And ultimately, I'll tell you what, I would bring Jimmy G back, and I would trade Trey Lance if I'm the San Francisco 49ers, because you know what? Brock Purdy has proven that he's going to be a quarterback in this league. This is not an aberration, man. This is not a fluke. I'm telling you right frickin' now. I watched this kid play in high school. He was special then. I don't know how in the hell do you let this kid get out of your backyard? Okay, like seriously, how in the hell did Arizona or Arizona State not get this kid? That to me is mind-boggling in itself. All right, brother.
There's no way that if San Francisco does get to the Super Bowl, that means Brock Purdy, unless for some reason he gets banged up in one of these games and they limp in somehow, he's going to be the starting quarterback. He's going to be taking the team. And then
all right,
next
hey,
year,
real quick,
got a full back.
Hey, real quick, we're coming up against the break. I need your answer. Who you got in this game? Give me the score real quick, 15 seconds.
San Francisco by double digits.
I got San Francisco 33-24, something along those lines. So they're going to get the cover for us either way. That's all I'm trying to say. All right, so keep it close, everybody. As always, we're coming back with parting shots. And guess what? MISM gets to do it with the Dorf, man. Keep it close, people. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, y'all.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, You're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Hey, Pack Rat.
Yeah, you.
Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf. By the way, always live for your listening pleasure each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So wherever you might be in the world, because I know you love listening to us, adjust your clocks, people, each and every single week so you can hang out with the Dorf on Sports crew, because you never know who might be here. This week, I got to tell you, man, MISM, you are fantastic, my friend. I know if I'm ever in a bind, you will definitely dig me out of any hole that I'm ever in. And I know you love chopping sports up with me, brother. So I appreciate you hanging out with me for like 45 minutes this hour, doing your thing, breaking down sports and the MISM way, which is fantastic. And I love you, brother. So appreciate you so much. At this time, we do what's called parting shots. You are up, my friend. It's your turn.
Well, thank you, Andy, for having me. It was a blast. Look forward to doing it again sometime. I just want to do a shout-out quickly to Media Mike. Hoping he's doing fine, MJ. That being said, this is the best weekend of the NFL season where we get usually four great games. We seem to have one so far, and we're hoping for more this afternoon. In terms of a parting shot, let's keep the playoffs at where they're at. This idea of expanding to 16 and having half is absolutely ridiculous. And I would also say, Eagle fan, buying lacrosse tickets so you can party for 12 hours and to pregame for 12 hours. Man, nothing better than Eagle fan with that one.
I love it. All right, so my parting shot is this. Obviously, an amazing day yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles.
who might the day be a major score this week? The day I should say, I'm guessing the Bills, and I'm guessing the 49ers. For MISM and for John Polster and Robert, who does a great job for us on the other side, I'm the Dorfman saying peace, everybody. We'll catch you next week right here on Dorfman Sports. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.